Follows now a summary shiur of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Beis. Meirosh Chodesh Ad Atayness, from Meirosh Chodesh of until Tisha B'Av Mematin B'Masa Maton, we decrease business activities. Uvevinyan Shel Simcha, construction, which generate a lot of joy and happiness, could go in such as Beis Chasnas Levnoi, a kind of hall or kind of area for chasna for his son, or any decoration or painting, which is planting, which it just creates a lot of joy and happiness. Say if you're making a rose garden or anything on that of that sort, or which is a kind of area to for prince's garden, let's say for the shade, to enjoy the shade of the trees in a particularly hot day. Any kind of planting of flowers or which create spices, which has a very, very good smell. Have a look at the first halacha of the is of mematin b'masa mematin. What exactly is included in that? What does that mean? One has to decrease business activities in the 9 days. The Mishnah brings two opinions with a huge nafkamina between them, and it's very relevant halacha. The first opinion is the opinion that Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotten Yudalef Matan Masan Matan Yesh Min HaPoyeskin Sifirlu Lehainu Shalo Yisem Masan Matan Shal Simcha Kugoyin Liknois Kle Kesef Or Tzor Kichupa V'chedoyme. He's talking about buying any luxury items or non-necessary purchases, such as silverware or similar. But any other purchases or businesses is permitted. So it's specifically restricting purchases of unnecessary nature. Silverware, a beautiful example. You can manage very well without it, and you can cope without it, without any problems, but it gives you tremendous simcha and enjoyment. Perhaps a painting would also be qualified as a masa matan shel simcha, something which is a luxury, and which gives a person great pleasure and great enjoyment, but he will manage very well without it. This will be all categorized as the issa of mematin b'masa matan, according to the former opinion. However, there's a second opinion, which says that v'yesh oimrim v'yesh sviral the kol masa matan tzurich lemat beis hazois v'le'asik ele kedei panasosoi. This is far more restrictive and forbids any business beyond the necessary what a person needs to survive in the 9 days. In other words, not only you're not allowed to buy items which generate a lot of simcha and happiness, but in fact, even your regular business activities are restricted. You're allowed to work as much as you need to survive, but you're not allowed to do masa matan, i.e., business of things that you beyond what you actually need. So it's very restrictive. You're only allowed to do the business that you need to survive. So that, of course, is a huge nafkam in the halacha. How much business is permitted in the 9 days? The Mishnah does, however, say one more additional qualifying factor, and that is that a yerid you'd be allowed to go to. So if there's a market day, and you know that if you were to go to the market day, you're going to be able to buy mitzias and very good priced items and purchases and acquisitions. However, if you miss it, you're going to miss out all those opportunities. That would be considered a financial loss, which you're not mechuyev to do in the 9 days. Therefore, you'd be allowed to go to the eret, to the market, in the 9 days, despite the fact that it doesn't qualify as a necessity. Nevertheless, it's permitted. So going to the eret, the Mishnah Berurah allows, even according to the second opinion, because otherwise it would lead to a financial loss. He calls it, in fact, a Dovah Oved. What's also important to notice, the Mishnah is making like the second opinion, and he says that Bizmanenu, nowadays everything is considered within the second category. The Mishnah therefore is fine to go with the formal opinion. That's what it sounds like. I want to just add another point, which is fairly relevant and important, and it's a bit controversial, but perhaps still worth my mentioning, and that's the question of the sales, which are very often in the 9 days. Would a person be able to purchase items, especially clothing, in the 9 days? If it's on sale. So one could argue, and Rav Padva Zichron Levracha used to paskin on that. One could paskin that that it's like the Rid. Just like the Rid, you're allowed to, because it's a sale, it's an offer, you're allowed to buy it. So you could probably derive from there that same on the sale as well, because it's going to be much more expensive if you don't buy it on the sale. So you could probably argue that therefore going on the sales are permitted in the 9 days. There could be perhaps an argument. Others differ, and they hold that the actual fact that it's on, that nowadays everything is the world has changed and the commerce has changed, and it's very rare that actually an item is truly truly on offer and not available otherwise for that very price. So very often, I can't say always, but very often people say that the offers are not genuine, the sales are not genuine, and you could find similar or identical items for similar or identical price even after 9 days. If that's true, then it wouldn't be considered a hefzad, of course, and it's not comparable to it, and you'll therefore be again also in the 9 days. That is a discussion and a question one should ask oneself, and that would be the kids of the halachas of this sieve.